0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, vipiango, wa kastoma vipiango.
Tika chitika, musa vimperera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
4:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Beneficiaries welcome resumption of cash for work program in Shantumbu area. 7 arrested following gang clash in Mofurila. In Africa News, South Africa's Bakfedo community terrified after a tavern massacre. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Beneficiaries of the Cash for Work program in Shantumbu area of Kafua district have expressed their happiness following the resumption of the program after a temporary suspension. Speaking on behalf of the beneficiaries, Lisa Malama has told Kombon Radio News in a telephone interview that while they are grateful for the program's return, they hope that payments will be made on time. Ms. Malama says the Cash for Work program is critical to their survival as it enables the beneficiaries to provide their basic needs for their families. She has further appealed to government to consider increasing the number of beneficiaries, citing the prevailing economic hardships being faced by many residents in the area.
Awe tureto tena kubuteko babuteko tule mtetera paktuwesha kaila lisele cash for work nomba pana iwera nomba so tule romba kofi kuteko kutila venga tulare kese hapo wale tufole shako wangu because mna tuafiri shako motungi la habana nukusongi la manda nukuri la umine so mna tuteko tule romba kumulore keshepo takufora so la tuwale tufole shako wangu tuli hawa kutotela sana na tutemwa sana paktuwesha sageni.
Seven people have been arrested in Mofurila's Kamuchanga area following a violent confrontation between rival gangs are commonly known as junkies. The incident happened on Sunday between 15 hours and 17 hours after members of the public reported riotous behaviors involving two suspected gangs of junkies, one from Chivolya Township and known as the Movement, and the other from Kamuchanga Township, referred to as WV Junction. Mofurila District Police, through Kamuchanga Community Police Post, swiftly responded and intercepted the groups who were allegedly armed with logs and wooden planks. According to the Kopparbelt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi, police apprehended seven suspects and impounded seven motorbikes believed to have been used to ferry the suspects to the scene. Those arrested and identified include James Mayenge, aged 23, Emmanuel Chimpampa, aged 31, Evaristo Msonda, aged 23, Moses Sebuka, aged 18, Emmanuel Kambeu, aged 20, and two others who are below the ages of 18 or of Kamuchanga Township. Mr. Yuyi said all suspects are currently detained in custody as investigations continue, or the situation in Kamuchanga has since returned to normal. Health expert Dr. Teddy Mlenga has urged our government to urgently crack down on illegal herbal clinics and unregulated medicine sales warning that weak enforcement is putting lives at risk. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Mulenga says many of those AHEBO centers operate openly without licenses and are run by untrained individuals who use fake computerized scans to misdiagnose their patients and sell costly herbal mixtures. He has called on the Zambia Medicines and Regulatory Authority, local councils and the police to jointly clear illegal herbal clinics and street vendors from markets and the public spaces. Dr. Mlenga has also raised concern over open sale of prescription medicine in markets where single antibiotic capsules are being sold without regulation, a practice he warns is fueling antimicrobial resistance. The health expert says a stronger surveillance, coordinated enforcement and routine inspections by health authorities are critical to stopping the spread of unsafe medicines. He has further urged a public education to help citizens distinguish between regulated health services and fraudulent operations.
We have seen a lot of problems with people using or visiting the herbal clinics, the so-called centers where they do total body scan, so-called. I think you have heard about that one.
Yes.
Where they promise them that the whole body can be scanned, and then they issue out a whole computerized paper telling them about the heart having the fat, the liver has got fat, the stems are not powerful, all the nonsense. And then they order medicines worth 3,000, 4,000. So it's just a scam. That's one worry which we have. The second one is the use of the people are approaching traditional healers for treatment of situations where already conventional medicine is handling these problems. Some even go as far as stopping ARVs. Now the problem with this use of unwarranted herbal products is that we do not know the interaction between the herbs themselves, because they don't take just one.
The Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, in partnership with ZESCO Limited, has officially launched the 300 kwacha last mile electricity connection subsidy program, a move aimed at accelerating access to affordable power for households and businesses across the country. The program is being implemented under the Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Transformation in Zambia, Accent Zambia, a five-year initiative supported by $200 million United States dollar in World Bank funding, alongside a $250 million United States dollar commitment from the government of the Republic of Zambia. In a joint statement to Common Ready News by RIA Senior Public Relations Officer Ndekela Mazimba and ZESCO Stakeholder Relations Manager Rose Sibisi, under the initiative, eligible households and businesses in rural and peri-urban areas will pay 300 kwacha for a substandard single-phase electricity connection, significantly reduced from the previous cost of 4,846 kwacha. The program is expected to deliver 100,000 new on-grid electricity connections in 2026, easing financial barriers that have limited access to power in many communities. Eligibility for the subsidy is largely determined by proximity to existing infrastructure, with applicants required to be within 30 meters of an existing low-voltage distribution pole. RIA and ZESCO have indicated that lists of eligible districts and townships will be made public through their official communication platforms. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta.